The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome. Welcome, everybody. I think you know that we'll start with a guided meditation. So just finding a comfortable posture. And letting the body register support. So feeling the contact with the body, whether that's with the chair, cushion, or if you're lying down, the floor, or bed, speaking to those people in the future. Nobody's in a bed here. Feeling the hands, what they're touching. And feeling the experience of having hands, the tingling, hands from the inside, so to speak. The body is breathing. Noticing that. And it can be helpful to bring to mind a quiet intention. Why are you meditating right now? What is the aim? What is the purpose? What is the intention? To meet this moment with steadiness and care, perhaps? To experience some relaxation and ease, perhaps. To cultivate clarity. Whatever it is for you, letting the words be simple. Uncomplicated. What is your intention for meditating right now? If you haven't already, letting attention settle where it feels the most supportive right now. This could be with the sensations of breathing, This could be the sensations of the weight of the body against the sitting surface. Maybe sounds. Resting the attention wherever it feels supportive right now. When you find yourself lost in thought, just very simply, gently, noticing they are thoughts. Maybe there's a label, quiet label, thinking, thoughts. And then coming back to the sensations of breathing or whatever feels supportive. Or we are staying close to the sensations, the experiences. And that field, that domain in which feels supportive for you right now, the breath, the body, or sounds, the experiences. What if there wasn't anything to fix or change? We're just here with our experience. And highlighting the experience of either breathing or bodily sensations or sounds, choosing one of those and just noticing, experiencing. Maybe checking in with your intention. Your intention for meditating in a light way, in a helpful way, not in a oppressive or burdensome way. Why are you meditating? In a way that can be helpful to ask that question. You don't have to figure it out. If it's not obvious, can that be okay? So during that guided meditation, I dropped in this question, like, what is your intention? Like, why are you meditating? Is there a reason? Well, certainly there's a reason, but there can be a way in which we're doing things because we think we should, or because it's just a habit. This is just what I do on Thursday, so I go to IMC, or whatever it might be. So now I'd like to provide the opportunity for you to just talk about this a little bit, that you don't have to share any of your deep, dark secrets. But when I asked you about a quiet intention, what arose for you, like for your reason for meditating? And here's a second part that's really important. How did it feel in the body when you noticed, oh yeah, I'm meditating to find more ease? Did it feel like completely neutral, or did it feel like there's a little bit of spaciousness, or did it feel like, oh, this kind of contracting, like, yeah, I should be doing that, you know? And which is fine, whatever the experience is, but there can be a way in which we are often doing things because we feel like we should, or it's the right answer, or, I know, something like that, as opposed to what's maybe coming from the heart. Or so what was, and then maybe a third part of that is, maybe it wasn't even clear, the intention, and then you found yourself lost in thought, well, am I supposed to have one? And maybe it should be this, or, yeah, I like this one better, not that one. I don't know, whatever it might be. So what was, when you named a quiet intention, what was it? And you don't have to give a long explanation. And how did noticing that feel in your body? Because I don't want this to just be an intellectual exercise, conceptual exercise, but to notice intention, and then how does it feel to notice that you have an intention? So we'll get into groups of three or four, and just take care of one another. You know, not have one person that's talking too long, and we're not giving advice, and we're not expecting that everybody has to have the same ideas, right? All of, we get to be who we are, but there's just something about saying things out loud that can be a support for our practice, kind of organizing our thoughts a little bit. So if you'd like to do this, get together in groups of three or four, and then we'll meet until 7:15. Thanks.